Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of That's Relatable. My name is Brooke, and I am the host of this bad boy. This is just my little, my fun little gig that I get to do where, you know, the whole purpose and point of this thing is just to bring some encouragement and just love back to the world, because I think we could use it sometimes. I honestly didn't even realize that it has been a minute since I've done an episode, and I mean, not like super long or anything, but I just got busy in my day-to-day life, and you know, I've just been going through like just some growing pains in my walk with God lately. And sometimes when I come on to do an episode, I think I've got to have it all proper and planned, and I'm just kind of letting that thought process go a little bit, because I just feel like what a great thing to talk about, actually, like how our walk with God is not linear. It's not even like a steady, like, I don't know, incline. It's not like you're continuously growing and you never have your bad days or whatever. It's very staggered, and it's very back and forth and up and down. And sometimes I think Christianity gets kind of pitched as this like, oh, once you know Jesus, everything's perfect in your life and you'll never struggle again, and yay, you're gonna live the best life ever now. And while things really do obviously improve and get better, and like he is a full source of your joy and like your provision and your strength and all those things, like there's a reason he's got to provide the strength and the joy sometimes, you know. Life doesn't just become like all dandy, no issues, never gonna struggle, your walk's gonna be perfect with him. Like, and sometimes, like I said, I just think it's kind of sold as like it's everything becomes perfect. And I actually just heard a similar like episode or reel or whatever it was from Allie Yost. I don't know if you guys know her, but she's like a Christian content maker and whatever on Instagram, and I'm sure she probably has TikTok. I don't know, I'm hardly ever on TikTok, but she's just funny and she's super sweet and cute, and like she's got all these great like little insights to her walk with God. And she is like new to the faith. I say new, but like probably like 2 to 3 years, I think, is what she said. And you know, she kind of made this good point that sometimes like the body of Christ, like I think people try to, the body of Christ, it sounds so like prim and proper, but really like Christians sometimes try to sell Christianity as if it's just like car salesy, is kind of how she explained it. Like, oh, you're gonna have the best time ever, blah, blah, blah. And again, she said, hopefully, like it's in good faith that like Christians are just trying to, you know, bring people closer to Jesus. And I hope and I would think that that's like the goal for Christians. But sometimes it ends up having these adverse reactions when people really do try to pursue Jesus, if they're new to the faith and they're like, okay, I'm going to give this Jesus guy a try. Like, let's see what this is. And, you know, and so within their walk, like maybe they really are like wowed by him at first and just amazed and love. And then you kind of go through like a little spell of, well, this is not so fun. Where are you, God? Like, maybe you're going through a dry season or a rough patch of some sort. And, you know, it can really start creating these doubts in Jesus. It can really start creating doubts in Christianity. And, you know, you can get kind of wrapped up in your mind thinking, is this even real? Like, did I just kind of create all of this in my head? And yeah, I think while it's important to obviously share your testimonies in the sense of like how great life is with Jesus, like he obviously makes life way better than without him, I think it's also really important to just be honest, like brutally honest with the fact that just because you believe in Jesus and just because you're a Christian does not mean things are going to be great 24/7. And that's not to say things are like horrible right now, but like truth be told, like I'm just going through this dry season where I feel like God, where are you? You know? And at the root of it, maybe it's a test. Maybe it's just, there's like some, I don't know, sin in my heart that I haven't identified yet and I need to like work on surrendering. Like, I don't know. But again, that's okay. Like, that's all part of walking with him and just seeing how he's pruning you, seeing how he's, you know, teaching you. And I fully know and trust that that's exactly what this season is for me. Like, there's something that will come out on the other side of this that will be revealed, something that will make sense. There will be an aha moment. Like, I just fully trust and believe that. But in the meantime, like, it doesn't make it fun. Like, it doesn't make it easy. It is a very real thing. So just, I guess this is just my short, sweet little episode of just like, be encouraged. Like, if you are going through a dry season with Jesus and in your walk and you're kind of in that spot of like, God, where are you? Like, know that he's still there. Absolutely, he's still there. And, you know, I've heard this analogy as like a teacher, you know, you guys have probably heard it too, but like, teachers are always quiet during the test. Like, they let their students, you know, show what they know. And so sometimes I think, well, maybe God's quiet because he just wants to see, well, how would you react? How are you going to react in these times of dry seasons and whatnot? And so my perspective on it is, Lord, I don't know where you're at. I know you're with me because you're never going to leave or forsake us. And so I know you're with me and I have confidence in that. Even though I don't know where you're at and it feels like you're quiet right now, I'm going to continue to pursue you. That's just fact. I'm going to continue to show up. I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to worship. I'm going to continue to read my Bible. And some days are not going to be fun. Like today, I try to read my Bible for like how many minutes? I was sitting in my room on my bed, Bible open for like a half an hour at least, and my head's bobbing. I'm almost falling asleep. I just can't get into it. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to like come and speak to me, like wake me up, help me, find my distractions, whatever. Like, I was trying, and guess what? It was hard. And so I got through some of my Bible, but not like I normally do. And again, it's just part of your walk with Christ. And so I just think, I don't know. That was just kind of on my mind, on my heart to share. Don't ever feel like you're doing something wrong. I would hate for people to get into the mindset of, crap, maybe Christianity is just a joke, because right now I'm not feeling a whole lot of God moving in my life. And so again, if that's you, just be encouraged. It's real. He's real. He's alive and moving. And, just know that like on the other side of whatever dry season, or rough patch you're going through, like it will make sense. You will have an aha moment. And, don't just assume you're doing things wrong. You're not. And I think, again, it might be just a matter of how are you going to react? Are you going to up and leave just because, you're questioning things, or are you going to continue to pursue him? Are you going to continue to read your Bible? Are you going to continue to just be a light to the people around you? Are you going to continue to lift others up? Are you going to continue to try and just mimic him in your interactions with others? That's just some real feelings I'm dealing with right now, guys. Like I said, I think you guys get it. I just wanted to share that with you guys. I love to encourage others and, again, try to use our struggles to help others out and just build each other up. And I hope you guys, feel the same way, have the courage to talk about the things that maybe you wouldn't want to share on social media or something, right? Like, we're such a generation of just showing the highlights of our life and, oh, we're so good at this. And, oh, I'm awesome at that. And, oh, wow, life is just sweet and dandy. Like, let's kind of debunk that. Can we get back to just being real humans and stop trying to be like perfect 24/7? It's messing with people and so, like, ourselves included. And so, long story short, I hope you guys have the courage to share your struggles too, and just know the goodness that can come out of that, and the chain reaction that that could cause for others as well. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm going to leave it there. I love you guys so much. Thank you for hanging out with me. You're the best. And yeah, we'll do this again another time. All right. See you guys later.